With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Pro-Hamas supporters vandalized the homes of Brooklyn Museum officials and other New York City locations.
Mayor Eric Adams says the home of museum director Ann Pasternak, as well as members of the museum's board, were among the locations hit. He shared photos on X of the front of her home covered in red paint and a large protest banner and says this is not peaceful protest or free speech. This is a crime, and it's overt, unacceptable anti-Semitism. Police are investigating. Palestinian protesters have said the museum is deeply invested in and complicit in the war through its leadership, sponsors, and donors. Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNnews.com, there's been a spike in vandalism at EV charging stations.
Thieves have been targeting EV charging stations to steal the cables, which contain copper wiring. Priyanka Sharath drives a Tesla.
Vandalizing happens everywhere, so I think it's a thing we have to get used to.
For owners, it's stressful to look for another charging station. It is stressful for Anthony Lampkin's company, Electrify America.
We're seeing our cables being cut at specific locations.
You can probably get between $15 and $20 per cable.
Houston Police Sergeant Robert Carson says cutting up cable in search of copper may be a disappointment.
There's not that much cable or copper in them.
But Carson says when these thieves hit, they hit pretty hard, taking multiple cables. I'm Ed Donahue.
Employees of the city of Los Angeles no longer required to get COVID shots to keep their jobs. A court ruling involving the Los Angeles Unified School District. The city council voted unanimously in favor of ending the vaccination requirement. Ninth Circuit ruled because COVID does not, the vaccine doesn't prevent the virus. It's a therapeutic and you can't force that on people. This is SRN News. Pro sports teams are divided on gay pride.
About one-third of Major League Baseball's 30 franchises have not acknowledged June as Pride Month on their social media pages. Seven NFL teams have also failed to publicly celebrate LGBT Pride. All the major sports leagues officially embrace the homosexual agenda, but some are apparently keeping it on the down low, even as other major corporations have suffered backlash from customers tired of gay pride. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
8 in 10 Americans say religion is losing influence in the country, and many are not happy about it. A poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that 80% of the survey respondents see religious influence in public life declining. About half of Americans view the country's religious decline as negative. 13% say it's a positive development. It also indicates 94% believe it's important the president lead a moral life. This is SRN News. A devastating fire in Kuwait.
Over 40 people have died in a fire that swept through a building that houses workers in Kuwait. Officials say the blaze appeared to be linked to code violations. Kuwait's Interior Ministry has confirmed the toll and ordered the arrest of the building's owner during a visit to the site. The minister adds scores of workers were living in the building in the southern Mangaf district without giving their nationality. Kuwait, like other Persian Gulf countries, has a large community of migrant workers who far outnumber the local population. The nation of some 4.2 million people is slightly smaller than the US state of New Jersey, but has the world's sixth largest known oil reserves. I'm Charles de la Vespa.
Sony Pictures is entering the movie theater business. The studio announced Wednesday it's bought Alamo Drafthouse Cinema. The Texas-based theater chain serves food and drinks and has a strict no-talking, no-texting policy. More details at SRNnews.com.